last word on Today FM.
The Department of Education issuing a warning to schools today, as you may have heard on the news as well, that cannot award Irish or shouldn't be awarding Irish language exemptions to students purely on the basis of psychologists' reports which have been commissioned by parents. It comes as the Department of Education is concerned about the increasing prevalence of Irish exemptions at second level. We'll talk about the jump on that now in a moment. We've got Carl O'Brien, who's education editor with the Irish Times, who's been writing about this, and also Shane O'Sullivan, aka Ulam, as the Kerry Cowboy on social media as well. Carl, if I can come to you first, just on the jump that's been happening with these exemptions. So 2017-18, we were looking at 9%, and that's had a bit of a jump in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's gone up to about 12%. If you go back even, you know, 10 or 15 years, it was down as low as 2.5%. So that's a significant jump, and it's been rising quickly over recent years. So this is sparking concern over the status of the language in schools, its role in Irish life as well, but also about whether our exemption system is in fact too generous, or in fact do we need to really review how we speak Irish, learn Irish at school, which seems to be driving part of the demand here to get out of having to study it. But the background to this, of course, is Irish is mandatory at school, and it has been effectively since the foundation of the state. But you can get an exemption on two broad grounds. And one is if you have a learning difficulty, and the other is if you've been educated outside of the state. And so that is the factors really underpinning it. Now, there is a cohort of students who have been getting exemptions then on the back of these psychologist reports, and these could highlight anything from a potential learning difficulty or anxiety issues or school refusal. So really what the department is saying is, you know, we cannot accept these. The rules are clear. You need, if you are getting out of studying Irish on the grounds of a learning difficulty, you need to show that you have a long track record of low achievement or low literacy levels and low literacy scores, and you need to provide documentary evidence of that over a period of time. And a psychologist's report can only help in highlighting your learning difficulties, and then the school should respond to that. But the report itself and a recommendation from a psychologist isn't enough for an exemption, and that has been they have been provided to students by principals, certainly on those grounds in recent years.
Because naturally, Carl, you could come to a situation here where a parent who has the means to go to a psychologist, it could cost hundreds of euro, in order to get this exemption, could make that decision to try and get their student ahead in the Leaving Cert itself by taking them out of a subject where perhaps it would be seen as more difficult to get points.
Absolutely. And, you know, part of the rationale, obviously, for being able to get an exemption is that it allows students to be a bit more strategic and to focus their efforts on getting, let's say, points in the points race for certain subjects. But it's not widely known, but that the psychologist's reports were removed as a ground for exemption a few years ago. But many school principals are not actually aware of that, particularly if they've been, you know, recruited more recently. And there's still an assumption among many that that is still the case. Actually, that changed in 2019. But when the department did a survey of about 50 schools, which are very high rates of exemptions, they did find within those schools that certainly principals in some cases were still accepting these psychologist reports. So the rules are clear now that this is no longer a ground for it. But it's worth saying, you know, this exemption system, it was introduced, it's going back to the 70s when it was introduced, and the classroom was a very different place then. And you had far fewer students from abroad, and you had far fewer students with additional needs, because they were mostly in special schools where Irish wasn't even taught. So when these exemptions did come in, I said it was around 1 or 2%. Obviously, the classroom has changed hugely now, because we have far more students from abroad, and also we have a much more inclusive approach to education. So really, the exemptions are growing at a level which is raising alarm among campaigners, and it is sparking concern then within the department about, is this getting to too great a degree where it is potentially causing real problems in terms of getting a critical mass of students actually studying the language in the first place.
And Carl, we had the programme of government coming out earlier this week, and there is talk of what we'll quote, work towards aligning Irish language curriculums, but that doesn't necessarily mean having a look at this exemption system, does it?
There's no reference to the exemption system being reviewed, but absolutely, I think the teaching of Irish is central to this, because obviously what's driving this demand to get out of having to learn Irish is obviously dissatisfaction or frustration with how it is taught. And we all know that, you know, students can come through primary and secondary level and come out of school with very poor level of knowledge, and that's after 13 or 14 years of learning the language. And part of the problem, of course, is that, you know, historically it's been taught very much as a kind of an academic subject, whereas when you look at the modern foreign languages, they've been taught in a much more conversational way. Now things are changing, but there is still this this attitude towards Irish that it is being, you know, forced on people, and the manner in which it's taught, it isn't really at the same degree as other foreign languages. And there is certainly a need, I think, to have a fresh look at how we're teaching Irish, looking at what is engaging students, what's not engaging them, and also looking at, well, how do you provide some Irish education to students who do come in from abroad as well? Because should we accept just a system that you just do not learn any Irish at all if you were educated outside the state for a period of time? And the same goes for students with additional needs. You know, the risk is you can send the wrong message to students with additional needs by saying, you know, Irish is just too challenging, don't bother, you'll get an exemption. So these are all, I think, issues that would likely feed into a wide-ranging review of this, if the exemption system was part of that.
Well, Seamus Sullivan is the Kerry cowboy, and Shane, does that kind of get to the nub of the issue, that we're talking about people looking for exemptions here to maybe get around the system of trying to maximise the amount of points that they have? And I suppose something that's probably happened for a long time, whether it be from the Peg Sayers day or maybe further on from that, the people will learn off their poems, will learn a good essay going in, and it's about reproducing that in the Leaving Cert as opposed to actually having an appreciation and maybe a love or knowledge of the language coming out of school.
Hi, Will. How are you getting on? Carol painted a great picture there of the situation as it stands. I agree with an awful lot of what he's saying, but I also started working recently as the Irish Language Planning Officer down here in Carrigaveen, and I've been meeting with people and groups from all kinds of backgrounds down here, and a lot of parents I'm dealing with, they have, we'll say, children that have additional needs maybe in schools, and a lot of what we're seeing is that in particular schools around the country, a lot of the extra learning support and resources that are made available are exclusively ran during Irish language class times. So that's why this question is raised a lot. Why are some children that may have dyslexia or something like that, why are they learning Spanish still but not Irish? What's the reasoning behind that? But it's an interesting point that we hear an awful lot that people are forced to learn Irish when they're also forced to learn maths and English. They're forced to learn every subject they're doing, really. And to be honest with you, I'm an Irish speaker. I'm very proud of my language. But at the same time, if I look back on myself as a teenager, and if you were to tell me that I could drop a subject, you know, with all the pressure of the Leaving Cert and not to worry about one of them and that it wouldn't affect my points, you know, I'd nearly consider it too. So you can't blame the students themselves or maybe the parents for trying to look out for them with this exemptions and the rise we're seeing in it. But we definitely need to look at the system and how, like you say, that we're not looking at learning our own language as this competitive thing, this right and wrong, and more so taking pride in it and seeing it as an opportunity to get to know ourselves better as a people.
Yeah, because it seems to me culturally things have changed a bit here. Like, you look at how popular NECAP have been. They're getting ready for Oscars and for BAFTAs, and they're very much spreading the Irish language. You look at the increase in Gaelscoileanna. I know, I don't know whether that's feeding into somewhat maybe some parents trying to get them extra points and Leaving Cert as well. But you know what I mean? Irish has become a little bit more prevalent than it had felt maybe 10 or 15 years ago. I won't go as far as saying Irish is cool, but certainly it seems that it's been on the uprise.
Go on, dude. It's very cool.
You can say it's cool. Go on.
You know it is. But like, that's exactly what I'm saying also. This rise in the exemption, it doesn't seem to be indicative of what the average Irish person is feeling towards the language. Most people that I meet, even if they give me, you know, the spiel that they had this teacher that they hated or whatever, a lot of the time they're still very positive towards the language itself. So I think it is more to do with the system and the points and all the pressures on young people. You know, Carol also mentioned anxiety, and we're seeing rising levels of that also. I think it's more to do with that than actual feelings towards the language itself. Another argument you often hear is, oh, we should be teaching the children two European languages and leave Irish behind. That's an argument I've heard several times. And I think it's important to remember, too, that, yes, a language is a means to communicate with others, and it's an advantage to be able to communicate with people from other countries. But first of all, I'd say you can learn Irish and other languages also, but it's also vital to have an understanding of ourselves. And I feel that if you look at cases like in Scotland, where their Gaelic language is not mandatory in schools, it's optional, you'll see that the numbers will drop. People will opt out. Like you say, they'll be thinking about points, they'll be strategic, and they won't get that taste for the language that maybe later on in life they'll regret, and that they'll feel disconnected maybe from their own roots, which would be an awful shame. Mm. So I would be very much in favour of the language being mandatory in schools, but perhaps we need to look at it being viewed more positively. How can we get people to view it maybe as a subject they wouldn't want to drop if they had to drop one?
Yeah, I guess ultimately the aim, not to see it as a burden, but see it as something that people actually enjoy. Carl O'Brien of the Irish Times and Sean O'Sullivan, the Kerry Cowboy, many thanks for joining us.
The Last Word on Today FM.